Cells versus agents. Who is master? We are modeling this grid world inhabited by different animals. What are we really interested in? Is it what happens in a given location in the landscape? Or is it the agents that are free to roam around the landscape? This leaves two distinct approaches. In the cellular network, we focus on the cell. This is essentially a matrix. And we can model it completely as a matrix. Some transformations, some transition from one time step to the next can even be implemented as linear algebra. Other matrix transformations can always also be used. The agent-based approach focuses on the individual agents. It's inherently object-oriented. We can do a complete decoupling and implement separate types for each species inhabiting the world and focus entirely on understanding what is a fox, what makes a fox go around, what does a fox want to do, and we can implement objects to represent that fox. That allows us great flexibility. The cellular automata is the most analytic and mathematical approach. The focus is what can happen in location X. It assumes homogeneous cells. It's extremely difficult to model using cellular automata if the different cells have different properties. But when the cells are homogeneous, you get a natural matrix representation. The grid is a matrix. The cell is an element of the matrix. And it opens up for using mathematical analysis, matrix transformations, and functional implementations. An object-oriented approach is possible, but not necessarily the best one. The agent-based approach is more down-to-earth. The focus is, what does individual Y do? We focus on modeling each individual's. The agents can move freely around and we get a very decentralized behavior. There is no problem making heterogeneous landscapes. We can assign different properties to different cells. And if necessary, we just implement different types, different classes for different cell types, and we make up a complex landscape consisting of different cell objects. New agent types can also be introduced easily. It isn't very difficult to add a new species into the landscape, or even different kinds of animals, different kinds of rabbits, different kinds of foxes. Maybe old foxes behave differently from young foxes, and so on. It's relatively straightforward using an object-oriented approach. The global behavior is very difficult to analyze, so you're pretty much left to do the straightforward implementation, run the simulation, and see what happens. To summarize, there are two ways to model a grid world. The agents may be active or the cells may be active. The agent-based approaches are very flexible. Straightforward implementation of complex and flexible models. You can run the simulation and observe. Cellular automata depend on some global homogeneity. This may allow some theoretic analysis, and it may also allow fast implementation with matrix transformations, but it is less flexible. Thank you.